Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening. Now, joining me as always at this time of a Monday is a very excited Suzanne Cain with her top tips on Netflix,
I know, I can't
TVs
believe it,
movies.
Royal baby. I'm up the walls. Genuinely, I got the news in Duns. It was like my own had a child.
Really?
I know you're not allowed in Ireland. People take exception, you know, to being excited. But I just think every baby brings its own joy. And just witnessing, like, a, you know, a royal baby being born is kind of special.
Okay. Okay. Well,
people
look,
get excited about the Kardashians. I get excited about the royals.
Okay. Do you favour
Arthur, Albert? Albert I go for, but I think Philip could be in there. Spencer could be in the middle names.
Oh, because of Diana.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Tell us, what's on the screens
to cover in so little time.
We ourselves to.
Right, you know what? We won't take any clips because we've a lot to get through, but we got to talk about tonight. 9:35, this man, he's Midas, Baz Ashmawi, everything he touched turns to gold. And of course, we've seen him try to knock his mammy off numerous times and taken us through.
He has spawned a whole genre of television shows.
Exactly. But you know what? When it comes to documentaries and making documentaries, the one thing about Baz is that he is a very genuine, genuine guy, and that comes across, and that is why he makes very, very good documentaries. And we saw him on that path about, you know, about being a Muslim and about his faith and about religion, and it was exceptional. So tonight, 9:35 on RTE1, we see All Bets Are Off, and he goes into that murky water of betting. And do you know that in terms of online betting, we are like the number one country who like bet online?
No,
we're
the
third unluckiest country as well. Like, we are, as much as people say, the luck of the Irish. But he ventures down that road and meets a guy who lost like 1.5 million and said, if I had 10 million to bet, I would have bet. Like, it was money was no option. They look at how betting rips apart families and how easy, accessible for everyone across. You know, all you do is tick and say, yeah, I am this age.
Really important conversation.
Yeah, and he's not afraid to ask the questions. But again, as I said, the one thing about Baz is that he's so, so genuine, and it comes across in the documentaries he makes. It's a real eye-opener, and I think people probably don't think betting is as dangerous as it is. If it's not something that affects you directly, or you know somebody affected about it, it's never really been spoken about.
I know people who've lost their home through betting. I think we haven't been talking about nearly enough.
We talk about drugs and we talk about alcohol, but actually we don't talk about betting enough, and this will open a very, very important conversation. So it's on tonight, RTE1, 9:35. Can Cope, Won't Cope is back as well, which is huge if you missed the first series, but we go back and we're going to find out where Aisling's been, what's happening with Danielle, and that's back tonight at 9:35. They clash with each other. Record Can't Cope, Won't Cope, get the series linked in there and watch Baz. Yeah,
okay. Got it. And of course, that's Stephanie Prisoner's. That was what launched Stephanie, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's such an incredible, writer. And you know what? It's like Taxi Good. And because I've talked to Stephanie about this a couple of times, and she's just gone I went, this is me and my friend. This is totally me and my friend. Like, we had, you know, Norman the taxi driver, who was Taxi Good. And, you know, everybody had that reliable 20s taxi driver that they used to call and pick them up from all sorts of scrapes. And they're back. But we find this time Danielle has gone to Vancouver. Aisling's at home with the new sister that arrived and was a bit of a shock to all of the family, probably the mum more than everybody. And the big age gap there, and then moving back to Dublin, but they're still estranged, and she's trying to, you know, friendships, your 20s. So she's back, and she's back tonight, 9:35. Now, quick one for you before we finish up as well. This is one that may have escaped you on Netflix, so I thought I'd kind of drag it back, if that was from the dead, excuse the pun on this, because it is called The Good Place. So the first episode, without giving anything away, we'll meet Kirsten Bell's character, Eleanor Shellstrop, who essentially wakes up dead. Now, I know that sounds a bit strange, but basically she's gone to the good place. So it's this place where everything is good, but it's a glitch in the system that she should have never, ever gone to the good place. She possibly should have been in the bad place. It sounds really stupid, right?
She's gone to heaven-ish.
Well, it's whatever way your interpretation of what the good place is. So she has a partner in the good place. She has a whole afterlife life in the good place. And Kirsten Bell is, you know, hilariously funny, and it's really good. And it was one that kind of slipped through the cracks on Netflix. So I watched a couple of episodes because I was a bit like, this could be really rubbishy, but actually it's kind of very funny, and it's kind of has like these quips about modern life, and it's bonkers, by the way. It's just, it's all a bit mad, and whoever's writing it, you kind of go, it's very strange. But if you're looking for a little bit of escapism, because what we talk about sometimes on Netflix is quite hard going. This is really bright, and like the colours in it are really bright. And Kristen Bell, come on.
I actually really like the sound of this because it sounds like a little bit of escapism.
Yeah, she was
escape
like,
to heaven.
Yeah.
That, what could go wrong?
It, well, you see, she's not supposed to be there, so it could all go wrong. So the good life, Netflix.
Thank you as ever for that. That is Suzanne Cain, who will be back with us next Monday with all her top tips for TV and Netflix and movies and all of that. I am afraid that's all we have time for today. On Lunchtime Live, Sean Moncrief is up next. Do stay tuned to that. My thanks to Michael Quilligan on sound, to Claire Darmody and Emma Cawley producing, and Alex Russo on research. We will be back tomorrow with you at 12 o'clock. But from me, Kira, have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes, and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.